Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. Today's topic is a total favorite of mine. Money abundance and its flow seems to be the big buzz these days, now more than I can ever remember. I don't know about you. Today's guest is someone very special. Special, of course, to me, not only to listeners, once you get to know her and listen to what she has to say. Her name is Marla Dennis. Marla is a personal branding expert, a new thought leader, and a creative strategist. In 2008, after about 22 years as an entertainment publicist and a talent manager serving celebrities, performing visual artists, Marla repackaged her purpose and expertise into branding, online marketing, and mindset success coaching, which, if I must say, she is a natural. As a previous image maker in Hollywood, Marla designed traditional media campaigns for her celebrities, visual and performing artists, illuminating their talents and their projects from film, TV, theater, music, events, and more, and worked with the masses. This strategy that she had now translates into coaching people how to brand an authentic image to their well-being defined market delivered via today's hottest channels of communication. Marla guides small businesses, lifestyle entrepreneurs, creative professionals, and dentists on how to build quality online communities converting to clients, customers, and patients using a compelling personal branding strategy. She accomplishes this by coaching on how to deliver an authentic message and branding via her signature marketing system through social media, blogging, and e-zines, which I know she's great at. She also coaches on how to embrace your spotlight with your confidence, savvy, and ease to drive value into your business. Today, Marla and I have chosen together to talk about harnessing your power of monetary abundance. I just so love this topic. As most of you who have already listened to my previous shows know that I just love stories and storytelling, of course, indulge me with a quick backstory that Marla and I share together, which I would, of course, love to tell. So here goes. Marla and I have been Facebook friends for over 3 years. We became friends just around the time that I was literally packing up my life in Canada to move out to Los Angeles to join my daughter and other relatives here. It was a dream come true for me. We became friends on Facebook through some mutual friends and, believe this or not, corresponded on Facebook until well after I moved out here, probably into just about the past 6 months or so when we started corresponding on the telephone, but had never, of course, met face-to-face until just this most recent past July. Ironically, but probably not, as the world works and the universe, as we like to call him or her, in such destined ways, we finally met at the UPW, the Unleash the Power Within, Tony Robbins Seminar Conference Workshop in San Jose. Of course, that would be so appropriate way for Marla and I to meet. We all who are believers understand, right, that this divine timing and everything happens for a reason. All these interventions, when they happen seamless, they are the most rewarding. Well, that's our story. Last January, after I had seen on Facebook, being in the LA area, of course, and being new to LA area, that a lot of people that have been here a lot longer than me and were really well plugged in had all gotten to not only walk on fire, but walk on fire with Oprah, I was like, I cannot believe I missed that. Like, where was I? What could I have been thinking? That might have been my last chance. And sure enough, up there on Facebook pops Marla along with all these threads. And I happened to just get out of my comfort zone and I put something out there. And I knew the second that I literally touched the keyboard with the computer, I was like, uh-oh, I am in trouble now. Put my finger down. And within seconds, Marla was on there. And she's like, what do you mean? You weren't there? You didn't go? Now I was a goner. So she got me under her wing, of course, Mama Bear Marla, thank goodness for that. And she was really pivotal for me. She got me going, and I was so embarrassed at that point. I was like, oh, my God, now that I've said I've always wanted to work on fire, but there's some fear there, now I can't live it down because now I've gone public. Well, sure enough, within a short time, Marla connected me with her son, who is a strategist for Tony Robbins, and him, of course, following in his mother's footsteps. Between the two of them, not only got me out to Tony Robbins, if you're a devoted listener on my show, which I'm told that there are quite a few, that you've heard me talk about my walk on fire, well, need Marla to thank for sure, at least to light my fire and get me going. So that's pretty much our story. We finally did get a chance to meet, of course, back and forth in that room of 6,000 people. Are you here? Are you there? Like, well, where are you? But we were determined. We got a chance to hang out. We had dinner together. Our kids met. And so I don't know if Marla knows, but they're continuously on top of each other. And they are literally, like, messaging and in touch, which is really wonderful and great and on a similar path. All of us on this great path. So that's our story. It was really great to meet her. So without any further ado, I'd like you all to get a chance to meet Marla. Hi, Marla. Are you there? Hello? Hello. Hi, Marla. Hello. Hello, Marla. Hi, Marla. I'm actually looking for Marla. Hello? I think we may be having some professional difficulties. So I see it is like a system glitch. I'm like hanging in here. I am hanging in, just trying to find out what's going on. And the queue is kind of spinning along. We're waiting for it to stop spinning. It must be like monetarily spinning. I just want to make sure that I'm connected. See, once we put all this money kind of energy out there, look and see what happens. It's just ridiculous. It's just crazy. So I'm going to continue talking as we wait for this cue to just keep spinning itself around and spiraling itself around. Hello, Marla, are you there? Yeah, Marla's not there yet, and I'm hoping all you listeners can hear me. Okay, I'm just checking in with my technical crew here just to make sure that you're all able to hear me. I don't know if you are. Hold on. We are still spinning. Hello? Anyone there? All right, so in the queue. As I was saying, Marla is, I'm just going to continue, Marla is really quite an incredible, impressive woman. We're just waiting for Block Talk Radio to just keep refreshing itself as it keeps spinning. She is dynamic, and I'm hoping that she's going to get a chance to come on today and join me, just in case, while we're waiting for her, just in case she can't. Anyways, I do know that Marla does have a money breakthrough system. She has a whole new program that she has just devised, which is just amazing. I know that it is a teleclass, and actually, I'm just going to get through to her because Marla is actually Facebooking me, of course, because we're such Facebook friends, and telling me that she's in the queue, but she can't get through. So I'm just going to let her know that we are sitting here and waiting. Now, I know that Marla does have, like I just said, this incredible program that she has put together to really help people that are having all kinds of these money issues and money concerns and have a lot of money fears, a lot of money clutter, and what is it that really these people need to do in order to be able to open a lot of it up. So what I'm going to be able to do is just probably, let's see. Marla, are you there yet? Hello? Oh, we're still really having all kinds of difficulties. Okay. So hold on a second. Okay. Hold on. If in a worst-case event we really do have to reschedule this interview, I can promise you all that we will. But in the meantime, I'm going to just talk to you a little bit, if you all can hear me, about Marla's program, okay? Marla has a program called Breakthrough to Your Next Income Level. Breakthrough to Your Next Income Level, okay? It's called Money Breakthrough Method. That's the name of her program. Her name is Marla Dennis. She is a personal branding expert, a business innovation strategist, as I said, a new thought speaker for lifestyle entrepreneurs. You can get onto her website at Breaking Through Your Next Income Level, and you can learn all about Marla and what Marla has going on. Okay? So, Marla, are you there? Okay, I do apologize.
Hello,
Marla.
Hello. Can you hear me now,
Marla?
Hello, Marla. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello, I can hear you.
Are we there?
You can hear me now.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh God.
I think we may be back on. Hold on, I'm just getting this update.
Hello?
We are good. So we're starting all over, and you know what? We got robbed of 15 minutes, so what I'm going to do is today's going to be a freebie. I'm going to have to invite you back.
I've only got 10 after 4. We've only lost about 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, I don't know what you heard about my intro with you, but...
I heard it all.
Yay, okay, so...
It was beautiful. It was absolutely
beautiful.
Yay,
Marla. So I said we were going to have fun today, so you know what I want
yes.
you to do? I want you to take one huge, big, deep breath because I know you're a huge, dynamic person, and I want you to start with your backstory.
I will. Let's go, girl. Let's do it. Good
you
Lord.
Go.
Yes.
Go
and
for
by
it.
By the way, thank you. It was a beautiful intro. We only lost about 3 minutes, so no worries. We're there.
Amazing. Woo-hoo. The rest of the time is yours, lady. I'm just going to stick my nose in, make a few comments and questions. So enlighten
Beautiful.
Us with your backstory, because I don't know if the listeners could hear while we were cut out, but I kept talking about your money breakthrough program, so they kind of know what you're doing now.
Okay, I heard, and thank you for filling in. You are a good impromptu.
Let me tell you. All right, Miss
yes,
Tech is
yes.
not my title, so let's hear all about your backstory. I'm dying to know.
Okay, so I've been on the front lines, you know, for a couple years with all my small, you know, business branding and marketing clients, right?
Right.
And I found one common denominator that had been prevalent in all my interactions, right? And that was everybody having a challenged relationship with money and, of course, turning a profit.
Okay.
And it was my experience as well, you know, at various times, and I knew there had to be another way. So I took a step back to see how I could serve people even further and in a more profound way, over and above, of course, the branding and the coaching, which is very, very important,
right.
And very effective. So my coach at the time was award-winning, she's a multimillion-dollar entrepreneur, Kendall Summerhawk, and she's the creator of Money Breakthrough Method System. So she had the perfect solution for me, which was a certification course called Money Breakthrough Method, where coaches can add more value to their business and their clients by addressing and transforming their money mindset, their money habits, money behaviors, and practical tools.
Great.
So I totally jumped at educating myself. I jumped right into the program. It was 3 months of an in-depth certification, you know, course.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that this was the answer, you know, to most business owners' needs and my own, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to confront my own money stuff and self-limiting beliefs that kept me stuck, and I went through every piece of the training content and continue to use it every day in my life. It's an ongoing growth. It never ends.
Right.
But now I have the tools, as does now my clients, right?
Right.
To really address their fears and concerns and their habits around money. I mean, it's a universal thing, right?
For sure, yeah.
Now, my story, my quick, you know, my issues or some of my money stuff was I didn't have the credit card debt worry and all that. My issue was a worthiness issue, which translated to my earning power, okay?
Sounds familiar.
All
you women out there and men. Okay, tell us.
That's it. So, you know, here were some thoughts that were, you know, in my head before the Money Breakthrough, you know, course. And it was, could I step into the next version of me and be capable of serving thousands of people with my expertise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the belief in myself, the question, am I enough? Can I handle a bigger game where more people are served by me? Can I create the value they want? Those were all those questions going on in my evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had money systems in place and bill paying systems. I was very organized, and I had to because when I raised Taylor, our beloved guy, when I raised him, I was a single mom, so I was forced to be very smart with my money and make it last, right? So, again, I had the systems in place, but my challenge really was loans, if you will, from family and those IRS payment plans you could make and college loans and those types of things.
Right.
I was also very good with my checking account, you know, and still am, with those credit cards, the debit cards that you have that you get for your checking account. Meaning I, you know, treated it like it was cash. If it wasn't in there, I didn't use it. I was very disciplined, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found, and I also enjoyed paying bills because I believe in the law of circulation, and it's like, okay, let's get the bills paid. Let's do it. And I had a system.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I needed more income to pay the bills and still have a social life and enjoy the money that I earned.
Right.
And I'm sure you and everyone else can, you know, really relate with this roller coaster income. One month it's great, the next month it's 50% less, the next four months it's good. It's up and down, up and down.
Right.
But with the money breakthrough method, I got to the core issues and beliefs that sabotaged that earning power and began seeing a more consistent pattern of income match, and here's where we're going to go into a lot of the details, match with how I managed my thoughts and feelings around money that resulted in a better bottom line and quality clients that, of course, I'm thrilled to serve.
Okay.
But most of all, my confidence grew, my heart expanded, I learned to be more patient with others, my self-worth was boosted, and my productivity grew in less time. And I got to evolve into the next version of who I was to become at that stage. And I'll tell you, I'm very grateful for that, and my life today looks totally different than it did even a year ago.
So, I am sure. The thing is, Marla, you had you were all organized and had a lot of things already in place. So, you know, not that I'm trying to belittle that, did that not make it easier for you than a lot of women who are not that organized. I pay my bills on time. I am not a real true left brainer. I work so much from the right brain, and I am a single woman. So at times, it is a real challenge for me. I've learned to laugh about it, you know, and my only debt is credit card debt, but how are you helping a lot of these people who are really not challenged in all those areas, all of them? The money clutter.
Exactly. Now, my money clutter was energetic. It wasn't a system, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. I'm going to give you an exercise to do, which I think you'll all love.
Fabulous.
Because money clutter is tangible and it's intangible, right?
Right.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. So to answer your question, you know, you were organized and all that. How is it? So here's what helped me. So to create a money breakthrough, you can approach it from the inside out or the outside in. And obviously the outside in are very simple, practical, non-emotional types of things you can do.
Okay.
All right. With the inside out, okay, what you're doing is based on contraction energy versus expansive energy. Okay, now we're talking about intangible. We'll talk about tangible in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right, so the intangible is, of course, the energy that we hold around money. We're either in contraction, right, or we're in expansion.
Right.
And the whole goal here, which I'm going to take you through an exercise, the whole goal is recalibrating and resetting your new normal around the energy of money. So typically, most of us are all in, you know, every day, and we hopefully catch ourselves, which is why I'm bringing this to light to make it more conscious.
Okay.
Which is, we are in fear and doubt and shame and guilt and all of those crazy low energies around money.
Right.
And it's like, enough already, enough, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And being able to be conscious when you're in moment by moment, you're in that space and that low, low energy, okay? And that low energy, you're going to want to shift it.
Okay.
To an expansive energy. So let me take you through an exercise.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, hold on a second. I'll grab my list here. Okay, so what I want you to do is just close your eyes.
Okay.
Just close your eyes and take a very deep cleansing breath. Deep cleansing breath. Now, I give you permission to let go. Just let go of your worries, doubts, fears, anxiety, frustrations of the day, but anything. And I want you to gently shift your thoughts to a happy memory. Maybe it's an accomplishment that you recently had, a relationship you hold dear to your heart, a higher power connection. Maybe you got a beautiful amount of money for a client, or something showed up as far as money. Anything that's expansive and life-affirming. You feel it, you're thinking of it, and just go ahead and breathe that in. Just focus on that experience, that memory. And even smile while you're doing that. And take your hand over your heart and just breathe that in. Okay? And I want you to notice, and keep, you know, keep your eyes closed, I want you to notice how your body responded to your focus. That is energy, and that is consciousness. And that is how easy it is to shift your focus from contraction to expansive energy that you can use from today forward and make it your new normal. Now, I'm going to continue to keep your eyes closed while I'm talking.
Okay.
We want your default mode to be in this place. Now, it's not going to happen overnight.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm going to warn you that your subconscious is going to be immediately going, okay, I'm not comfortable with this expanse of energy.
Got it.
Because, right, we're not typically made that way.
Okay.
So this is a very important tool to practice and practice and practice, whether you put sticky notes everywhere, whatever you need to do, this tool right here can assist you in shifting that energy. Because the contraction energy, and still with your eyes closed, the contraction energy that you first felt in your body, that you were breathing into that tight energy and opening up to that expansion energy, abundance, because we live in an abundant universe.
Right.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and open your eyes. And do you feel any more centered, any calmer? And if you are, you've now opened yourself up to the expanse of energy because of your focus.
Wow, I have to tell you something. We only had like a half an hour together, and I was thinking all day, what could you possibly do or teach us in the time that we had? And I, since I'm a listener and a participant, I have to tell you, I've done a lot of exercises, not necessarily with expansion and contraction to money, that haven't hit me this fast. And what I felt right away was as soon as you told me to think of something, I put myself in a mode that something stressful was happening with money. I put myself right there, like immediately. And then I put myself in that immediate second where something really, you know, comforting that made me feel like there's a lot of money happened to me recently, and I could feel that my whole body got so light and so soft, like I was walking on the ocean, edge of the ocean. I felt it so fast. And when I opened up my eyes, it's not like I felt calmer. I felt so on target, so unfocused, and so ready.
I love it. Beautiful.
That was a great exercise. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're welcome.
That was amazing. You know, we read so much, all of us, right? We're all in this, like, money thing lately, and we talk about it a lot. And like you said, we're talking a lot about the contraction energy. And so our whole body is focusing on that on every level.
Linda, and you know as well as I do, it starts with, and I'm talking money, starts with how you're holding it in your body.
Yeah, I know.
And when we hold it in our body in this contraction tight mode, there's no room for movement.
Yeah.
That's so interesting
because I've read, you know, I have had Peggy McCall on my show, and she's a money woman, and no one's ever, you know, done any kind of an exercise with me that had put me into this state, you know, to shift. It was
beautiful.
All conversation, talk, theory,
yeah.
And that I was like, why doesn't any of this work? It does not work. It's not helping. This was amazing. Now tell us all about, you know, your seminar and your course and what's coming up.
Well, if I can, right before I do that, let me quickly give you a couple examples of tangible money clutter, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, and then we'll go into. All right, so here's some, and I know if we were all standing, you know, if I was standing on a stage and you were raising your hand or you were nodding your head, you would totally get this, all right?
Okay.
So money clutter is a lot of emotional energy, as you could tell, based on, you know, what you just experienced.
Okay.
Number one, tangible money clutter, avoiding paying bills on a timely basis.
Right.
Number two, avoiding having a potentially uncomfortable conversation with somebody who owes you money. Because money clutter, and there's a few more, money clutter is all about avoidance. Avoiding even wanting to look at your bank balance. I've been coaching fabulous, beautiful women, and some of them were afraid, not anymore.
Right.
Money method. They were afraid to look at their bank statements.
I know. I've been there.
I know.
Yeah.
They literally would not look at them. They had no idea what was coming in or what was coming out.
Okay, avoidance. Every all you
avoidance.
Listeners that are listening, avoidance, big word. Okay.
Avoidance is money clutter. Right?
Okay.
So by, you know, infrequency of bill paying, no one spot to put all your bills. You know, maybe you're the type that, and no fault of your own, you probably learned this somewhere along the way, but maybe your bills are piled up on your kitchen table or they're at your desk. Scattered about.
Absolutely.
So obviously the logical solution to some of those, and that's what I go through, you know, in the sessions and in this upcoming corporate telesters that I'm going to share in a minute, is, you know, something as simple as, you know, creating a folder where you put, you know, in one of those clear things, what are those called? The pockets, those clear pockets. And you put in first through the 15th bills and the 16th through the 30th, and you put in a pocket, and you put those bills in there if they come through the mail, maybe so you have it online. But you literally have a system in place because now you've cleared up your money clutter around bill paying.
Exactly.
Because money is energy. And here's a really important piece here. And I'll go into the theories.
Yeah.
Money vibrates at a very high energy.
Right.
Okay. When you're in a low energy, obviously you're not vibrating at the same place, nor are you attracting it. You're repelling it. And money, being in relationship with money, needs to be treated as if it's your best friend,
exactly.
As if it's your spouse, as if it's somebody you love, adore, nurture, pay attention to. Money is an energy. It's not an object. Okay, so when you treat it just like you treat your children in that loving way, in that nurturing way, money sticks around. And it shows up by opportunities, it shows up by new clients, it shows up by, you know, emails and phone calls.
Okay. We need to learn to love money. You are not going to believe, I'm practically tearful because we have 2 minutes left. I want you to make sure that you talk about your program because I will invite you back. But to make sure that we talk about your program, how people find you.
Okay, here we go. All right. So what's happening October 10th, right, is breakthrough to your next income level with dignity, courage, grace, and ease.
Okay.
The URL is breakthrough to your next income level.com.
Okay, great.
Okay? All right, starts October 10th. The special ends, it's $297. That's it. Four parts to it, right?
Okay.
And that $297 ends October 7th. It goes up to $497, right?
Okay.
And tomorrow there's a special bonus call that I'm adding for those that do full pay by tomorrow night, the 27th.
Right.
You'll get a special bonus call with my money type cards, who your money type is, and how to break through on that.
Tell all of us how we can find you. We've got 30 seconds. I'm going to thank you and just not even ask you closing questions. How does everybody find you?
Well, find
you on Facebook. Can they find
Facebook
you on your website?
Under, Yes. So Facebook is Social Media Savvy with Marla Dennis, and there's a special promo of $50 off the teleseries. You'll see that on the wall.
Okay, great.
You'll also find me at ecreativebiz.com. Again, that's ecreativebiz.com.
Okay.
And tell me you heard me on here, and let's connect on Facebook.
Absolutely. You know what, all of you, I'm so sorry. We're going off air right now. Marla is amazing. We're going to have to invite her back after she does her program so that we can hear all about it and give her the full half an hour, and that day there will be no tech difficulties. Marla, thank you so much. And I'm going to be trying your exercise and talking about it with everyone. Happy New Year. Shana Tova.
Love it.
All right.
Beautiful.
Thank you. See you all next week, everyone. Thank you for hanging in with us. Have a great week.
Bye.